Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala eşrefil enbiyayı ve mürselin Muhammedun Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve aleyhi ve sellem. Teslimen kathiren kathira. Fama badu. My brothers and sisters, today I want to complete the section on the issue of interest. And what I have to say to you is, I will keep it simple, but it's very, very important. So listen carefully. First and foremost, as far as the prohibition of interest is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made two statements. And subhanAllah, the whole of the Qur'an is something to reflect on and so on and so forth. But there is a majesty in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said some things in the Qur'an, which if you think about it, if anyone needs evidence that this is the kalam of Allah, then these ayat are the evidence. On a side note, I remember many years ago, I think 20 plus years ago, I was in the Markaz, in Tabligh Markaz in New York. And there was a Christian convert, who was there in the among the Tabligh people. This guy was, he was a white guy and he had long blonde hair which was, you know, little curved like that. So, jokingly the others used to call him Jesus Christ because he looked like that picture. So, that's what he lived in Vermont. And he lived in a village in Vermont, the absolute boondocks. I mean, there's a very, very beautiful area, but all forest and there are hardly any people in it. So one day I asked him, I said, how did you come to Islam? You know, there are stories, I love listening to these stories. So I asked him, he told me an amazing story. He said, I was studying in the seminary. I was studying in the college for priests. I was studying to be a priest. And he said, they gave me a translation of the Quran and they said, find fault in this. Your job as a project in this study is to find out the mistakes in this book and we publicize them. So, of course, he's not reading the Arabic, he's reading an English translation. He said, find out the book. So, I said, did you find anything? He said, I found Allah. I said, how? He said, you know, first thing I thought, I read this book from cover to cover and I said, who wrote it? Because every book has an author's name, right? So, he says, where's the author's name in this book? And he said, I don't find any author's name. So I said, then what? He said, then I realized who the author is. I said, how? What struck you? He said, the majesty of the address. Eh? The majesty of the address. He said, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran. He said, something told me, this is not the work of any human being. Eh? I mean, we hear this about the Sahaba. They heard the Quran and they said, this is not the kalam of any human being. But this is a guy here in America. So I said, what do you do? He said, you know what? This thing struck me like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said, I have to become Muslim now. Ajib, Allah also puts things in the hearts of people. So I said, what did you do? I mean, 2 o'clock in the morning, he's probably the... I mean, at that time, he has not accepted Islam. So, there is no Muslim there in that whole area. So, I said, he said, I got into my car and I started driving. So, I said, where did you go? He said, I went all the way to Boston. And then I'm cruising around in Boston, trying to find a place and finally found the mosque and he went and accepted Islam the following. It took him all night to get there. And then he accepted Islam. The majesty of the Quran. Now, I told you the story to tell you two ayats related to the issue of riba, interest, which show the majesty of the kalam. One I mentioned to you yesterday, what was that? Ahallallahu al-baya wa harrama riba. Allah is making this majestic, magnificent statement. And He's addressing the unasked question. Why is riba haram? Allah says, because I say so. You want more proof than that? Why is it haram? Ahallallahul baya wa harrama riba. Allah has made baya, has made trade halal, and he has made riba, interest, haram. And the ayah before that, Allah said they compare trade to interest. For example, somebody might say, I have a house which is worth $100,000 and I am giving it on rent, and the rent I am getting for the year is 10% of the value of the house, right? And this is halal. Rental income is halal. So, if I take the same $100,000 and I give it out in the market and I'm getting 10% interest, what's the difference? This is 10%. That is 10%. This is use of my money. That's also use of my money. So what's the difference? This was the argument. Believe me, there's nothing new. Aristotle said this 2000 years ago. There's nothing new. Everything you say is something which somebody has said before. So people made this argument. They said, what is the difference? This is the use of money. That's the use of money. This is 10%. You can say, okay, don't charge a high rate. Charge a low rate. We understand that. And this is one of the many different problems with English translations. They translated this word riba as usury. And usury in English means high interest. So people argued and said, if it's a low interest rate, it's okay. But we know the principle of the Sharia. If something is haram, then everything, that thing is haram in any quantity. Right? Pork is haram, meaning if you eat the whole pig, it is haram. And if you eat 1 gram of it, it's also haram. You can't say, well, you know what, one pork chop, one dose of spare ribs. I mean, come on, give me a break. One shot of champagne. I mean, you know, we are celebrating after all. No, man. What is haram is haram. Ahallallahu al-bay'a wa harrama riba. Magnificent statement. Allah is saying, you want to know why? Because I said so. And the second statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in the same context is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yamhaqu Allahu riba wa yurbi sadaqat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, Allah said, I will destroy riba. I will destroy interest. Believe me, I'm not telling you the stories here, but I have seen in my own life people I knew and know very closely and intimately go from being, literally from being billionaires to the floor. No reason except dealing in interest. Now you might say, well, that doesn't happen to Bill Gates, or it doesn't happen to Warren Buffett. Different rules. Different rules. As we say in, in Urdu, bole bagal wala bachcha roya to sar mein dard, apna bachcha roya to dil mein dard. You say that if the neighbor's child cries, it's a headache. If your child cries, it's a heartache. Different rules. You said la ilaha illallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will apply a different rule for you and me. The guy who does not even accept Allah is okay, let him do what he wants. But you said la ilaha illallah. Then when you say la ilaha illallah, then Allah has prohibited something and you want to do that. No. Different rules. Now, why do we do it? And that's the last point I want to finish with. Because we fall into the trap of shaitan, who tells us that if you do this, this will happen. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what? قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is my Rabb, يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. He is the one who expands provision or restricts it. But most people don't understand. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, beautiful saying, he said, your qadr, if it is written for you, it cannot miss you. And if it is not written for you, it cannot hit you. You cannot get it. And he said then, if only is the door of shaitan. Right? And that's what shaitan does. Shaitan says, if only you had done this, If only I had done this. If only I do this. And all the things he's pointing to are haram. Nobody stops you and me from making effort. Nobody says don't use intelligence. Nobody says don't have a strategy. We say the opposite. We should have a strategy. Use intelligence. Do the right thing. But do it according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla Jalla. What is my qadr? Cannot escape me. Nobody can eat what Allah has written for me. Nobody can take away what Allah has written for me. Nobody in the world can take away. And nobody can give me what Allah has not written for me. So there is no need to fall into a trap where we offend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two of the major reasons why our dua is not accepted is our earning and our food. I am not saying this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. Earn halal and eat halal, then you raise your hands and Allah will accept your dua before your hand is lowered. But if your earning is doubtful and you are eating, your food is doubtful, then believe me, you can cry and you can scream and you can do what you want, nothing will happen. Which is what we are seeing today on a global scale. We know the solution, we know the problem. So inshallah, let us make sure that we straighten our affairs and tell others who we know and say, get out of this river. If you are in it, if you are not in it, alhamdulillah, good for you. Stay there. And don't fall into the trap. Don't let somebody come and tell you, you know what, just do this, do that. No. Nothing. And if you are in it, get out. Now. Make the niyyah now, before you leave the masjid. And as soon as you go out in the morning, tomorrow morning, straighten out, get out of it. Whatever it is, whether it's a car, whether it's a house, whatever. I mean, may Allah have mercy on us. People borrow money to buy TVs. I mean, how insane is this? How completely insane? That TV in any case is a huge fitna. I have not had a television in my house for the last 25 years. I don't have a television here. When I told these guys to pull out the wires, they said, no TV. I said, no TV. I don't need a TV. Why do I want a TV for? Anything which is worth for me to know, somebody will tell me. I don't have to sit and watch that news and get depressed. For what? Anyway, you want to have a TV, have a TV. My point is, at least don't borrow on interest and, you know, put yourself into trouble with that. Let's get out of these things. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to give us halal income and to keep us away from haram. Allahumma kfina bi halalika an haramik wa aghnina bi fadlika amman sivak. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahmatullahi.